This is News Talk, 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR. And it's time for Focus on the Flathead. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and this show is brought to you weekly by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Big shout out to them and a thank you. And archives for this show always available at KJJR.com. And back for the second time, a guest this week is Katie Foltner. She's the president of Valley Medical Services, right here down the road from our Broadcasting Radio Network building on LaSalle and Evergreen. Katie, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Ross. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're on the phone today with us. You're not even in the Valley, but we have such good news to talk about. New things happening at Valley Medical, so we want to talk about that. But before that, let's refresh our audience on you. Tell us about yourself a little bit and what's going on in your life these days.
I'm born and raised in Montana. I grew up in the Flathead, and I've lived here for most of my life. I have a son who is 14 and a half. Spend a lot of time outdoors whenever I can when I'm not working.
Well, that sounds good. Are you a skier? Did you get on the mountain a little bit this year?
I am not. No. Nope.
Well, join the club because I'm not either, but there's so many things to do in the Flathead, right?
For sure.
Since we talked to you last, again, COVID was just getting underway, and your business very integral in, you know, testing here in the Flathead Valley. Tell us about how you got started with Valley Medical for the people who don't know.
So in 2014, I bought the business from the previous owner who had had it established years prior, and she primarily did workplace drug and alcohol testing and some life insurance physicals. And throughout the years, I was able to bring in more services, and especially with this year, after COVID happening last year, it offered us the opportunity to be able to provide a lot more jobs in our community and also provide more services.
What was this year like? Now, let's start from the beginning a little bit, because I want to know what the ups and downs were. What were the busiest months, those kind of things? What was 2020 like for you out there?
Honestly, it was a tornado. most of the months, I only had two other employees besides myself, and we worked a lot of times 18, 20-hour days, especially myself. We would be doing collections all day, reporting them out all night. Fortunately, towards the end of July, we were able to bring on new staff and to be able to train them, and things started to level out.
Okay, so
we definitely stayed busy.
Yeah, I remember coming in, you know, I get to work at 4:30 in the morning, and there were already lights under the tent out there because you have, you know, tested a vehicle, right?
Yes. Yep. So we start collections, our priority collections, somewhere between 4 and 6 in the morning. And we had a courier taking those specimens down to Missoula in order to get, you know, results back same day, or even for those that are next day. So we actually, our courier was making 2 runs per day.
Wow. This is incredible. So what kind of changes did you have to make to the facility? Because you also became an outdoor testing facility through this past year. What kind of changes did you have to make?
Well, we definitely needed more room for the amount of employees that we brought on. So the end building on the south, we now do drug testing in, and then our primary exams happen in the north building, and then we still have our COVID drive-through as well.
Okay, as we think back to when COVID first started, at what point did the testing even become available for you guys?
I want to say towards the end of March. It was starting. We really had anticipated doing a lot of antibody testing, and then we were able to offer the COVID test and with a such faster turnaround than some other facilities were able to offer. And so it really, you know, we've done a lot of testing for travel. During some of the months, you know, we did a lot of testing for people, you know, that were currently infected with the virus as well.
Wow. Okay. So what do you think your busiest month was last year? I know we had a lot of spikes. We had, would we have 2 big spikes on coronavirus, COVID-19? What were your busiest months this last year? Well, let's include this year. Let's include this year as well so far.
It's definitely slowed down this year. However, I would say July and August,
wow,
I believe, were our busiest months. And for this year, it kind of varies. It's more not so much in the month. You know, we might have 10 or 15 tests in a day, or maybe as many as 30, which is a lot less than what we were seeing during the summer.
Yeah.
But we're doing a lot of testing for travel now.
That is so cool. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about some new things that you're doing. And I know you've had to change and evolve, and I just can't even imagine running this type of business over the last year. And you are listening to Katie Folder. She's president of Valley Medical Services right here in Evergreen and on LaSalle. And we're going to be back with part two of this show, again brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. This is Focus on the Flathead. We'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Ross Strauser on Focus on the Flathead. And our special guest in part two is Katie Foltner. She's the president of Valley Medical Services. Katie, thanks again for being here for the second time. We could have you on for an hour and probably not get in all the information, but you're so welcome to come back again. You're always a great guest. And you're in Oregon. I hope you're having fun out there, but you're going to be back at work very soon. And let's talk about some of the new things going on in testing, of course, at Valley Medical Services. But first, how about talking about Department of Transportation testing? And then you got a new physician on staff as well. So let's start with that.
We do. So we are now able to offer DOT physicals 5 days per week. And we have a physician that's able to offer adult wellness and chronic care condition appointments for such conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure.
Wow. Okay. And now you've got something very cool to a lot of people are going to love this about you. Private insurance, Medicaid, Medicare. Now you're going to be able to bring this on. And when will that start? Do you have a timeline for this or is it already begun?
So we are looking within the next few months. So by the end of summer that we will be able to accept private insurances as well as Medicaid and Medicare. And this is not something that we've been able to do in the past. So we're excited to be able to offer this as a service.
Yeah, that is such a great thing for you and the Flathead Valley. And so let's talk about some new testing going on. And you're going to have to help me through this a little bit because it is so medical ease, if you know what I mean. Let's talk about the PCR, antigen and antibody testing.
So within the next 2 weeks, we will be able to run the RT-PCR COVID-19 tests, which are needed for travel. Mm-hmm. They are a CLIA-waived lab-based test in-house that will provide same-day results for the COVID testing for the collections that we do at the clinic.
So this is like a 4-in-1, right? This is like a 4-in-1 test. You can get it all out of the way?
So there's actually two different ones. So if somebody's needing it just for travel or even if they're wanting it, you know, to test for the current virus because they're having symptoms, they can definitely do that. Or we have a 4-in-1 option, which is kind of neat because it brings in influenza A, B, RSV, and then the COVID screen. So if somebody's really not sure, you know, they're having symptoms, but they're not really sure if it is COVID, that is a really good option for them. And it's not very much higher of a price than the normal the COVID test. And since we are running these tests in-house, we've been able to offer them at a lesser price than we have been able to in the past.
So now, are you recommending these for everyone? I mean, what are you thinking here? Should everyone stop by or at least think about doing this in the near future?
Definitely, if they're having symptoms that could follow through with some of the other illnesses that are included in the 4-in-1, it's one swab and it's able to test for all four things. So it really, you know, is a good way to rule out,
yeah,
you know, whether it is COVID or influenza A and B. And as I understand, I think that the Valley's had quite a few cases here lately.
This is kind of an opinion question. How many vaccines do you think we're going to need? How many out there? What's the percentage of our population that we're going to need to get vaccinated before we can achieve herd immunity? Any ideas?
You know, Russ, I honestly on that, I have no idea.
Well, the CDC says 75%. I just wondered if you had a take on that. But now here's another one. You were talking about antibody testing. And I'm glad you're on with us to talk about this because we've had questions asked about it. If you test positive for the antibodies, do you actually need to get the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine?
So with the antibody test, really, if you test positive for them, you really should wait to have the vaccine because the consulting physicians have indicated that if people have the antibodies, their natural antibodies are way more effective. Also, it can... Once they have the vaccine, it can make potentially an adverse reaction a lot worse. And it also saves for people that are more at risk, you know, that dosage for them.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
If you have the antibodies, you should, you know, they're saying that you should be checked before, prior to the vaccination. And if you have the antibodies, it does report out with levels. So you would want, you know, to know that those, that you did not have them before getting the vaccine.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And thank you for updating. And that's one of our biggest asked questions right there. And I think you answered that brilliantly. Hey, listen, we're about to come to the end of the show, but I want you to take it. Do you have anything else you want the Flathead to know about what you're doing these days at Valley Medical Services?
Yeah, a couple other services. So we are able to do instant COVID antigen testing. Mm-hmm. We have results back in 10 minutes after the test, as well as the antibody. It's a lot lesser of a price. So if somebody is just kind of wanting to know, maybe doesn't need it for travel, that's definitely an option to them. But the other service that we can now offer is a vaccine response panel. And what that does is if somebody has had the vaccine, it verifies whether or not that it was successful and that they have potential immunity.
Wow. Okay. This sounds great. Well, thanks for all the information and ways to get a hold of you. I have your phone number at 257-1680. It's valleymedicalservices.net. That's valleymedicalservices.net. Anything else you want to add to that?
I don't believe so, Ross.
All right. Well, we thank you again. We want to wish you safe travels back from Oregon. You've been listening to Katie Foltner. She's the president of Valley Medical Services, LaSalle in Evergreen. This has been Focus on the Flathead. And Katie, one big thank you going out to you. As always, great job. And we look forward to seeing you again and hearing you again here on Focus on the Flathead.
Thank you, Ross.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Happy weekend. And we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday.